98.5 Star 98 with Steve and Laura. And this, to me, is just absolutely ridiculous. And there's a reason why I think it's ridiculous. We'll start out with this. People plan pregnancies around a lot of stuff, right? Money, jobs, pandemics. But there's a new trend that we weren't aware of till now, and it's getting more and more common to plan your pregnancy around your baby's ideal zodiac sign. Ugh. A new poll found only 5% of baby boomers did it when they had kids, but now 31% of millennials, 25% of Gen Zers said it's something that they might do when they have kids. The most popular signs to pick: Scorpio, Aquarius, Taurus.
Yeah, I do know that Taurus is more likely to check theirs, like the horoscope, more often than other signs.
Right.
A Taurus would consult their horoscope on an almost daily basis and feel more luckier or unluckier than other signs would do. Do know that.
The poll also looked at which people are most likely to think that astrology is real. And you just said it. If you're a Taurus, a Gemini, or an Aquarius, you're more likely to believe in it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, Leos, Capricorns, Scorpios are the most likely to think it's nonsense. And it's nonsense. Yeah.
Yes. Spoken like a true Capricorn.
That's
there
right.
You go.
There you go.
Of course you would say, oh, this is garbage. I am not surprised that they would not want to plan their baby sign and make them a Cancer. That's what I am. A lot of emotions going on with Cancer. A lot of feelings. Sometimes you don't want that in a child because, look, what are we crying about today? Well, so-and-so had this bad thing happen to them. It's not you. Why are you crying? I don't know, because I'm sad for them. That's a lot to handle, especially in a little girl. Ask Linda. She would always say, why don't we save your tears for something that really matters? That we're talking about advice that parents gave us this morning, and more so dads,
yeah,
because Father's Day week. But that was one thing that Mom always would say. How about we save your tears for something that's really, really important? But I was a Cancer baby, and
right,
so, of course, a lot of emotions going on with that. So I can understand why people would pick the Scorpio side, because they're more real closed off, walled up with their feelings. They have them,
yeah,
but they just keep them really, really close and only share them with certain close people. So I could see that, you know.
It's because of the time that you're born, you know everybody about that person. That's what
it's
that's
true.
It's ridiculous.
It's true.
Come
so
on,
I can understand planning for that.
Ugh. It is.
I mean, I wouldn't do it. I can't even plan my week most of the time, but can understand why parents might want to, you know, and that goes back to the question, if you could pick your baby's gender and everything just magically falls into place, would you do it? If you could pick what your child grew up and their personality traits, would you do it? Well, this is one thing that you can have some level of control, the personality traits that may happen with your child, and you're shaking your head again.
No,
a true Capricorn.
Like a true Capricorn, that's right. Voodoo.
Steve and Laura on Star 98.